KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
there's a new warning from the federal government. States need to be aware of possible cyber attacks from foreign hackers coming after the safe drinking water. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, 40 people are dead, hundreds injured after explosions went off and gunmen opened fire at a concert hall outside of Moscow. Third, it's time for a KSL bracket update every 15 minutes. Here's Mark Jackson.
Jeff, it's been a wild one in Spokane between Auburn and Yale. Back and forth right now. Auburn on a bit of a run, so they're up a few, about 3 minutes till half. Florida up on Colorado, 33-31. That's a close one. A few minutes left there in the first half. UConn and Clemson have double-digit leads in their first rounds. And our USU Aggies take on TCU later tonight at 7:55. The KSL Bracket Updates, I'm Mark Jackson.
66 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Massacre in Moscow. Gunfire erupted during a concert at Crocus City Hall. Russia says at least 40 are dead, more than 100 others injured. ABC's Tom Sufi Burich says Russia is calling it a terrorist attack.
We know that as many as five gunmen dressed in combat uniforms, according to Russian officials, entered that major complex, a concert hall. It's surrounded by shopping and amusement centers, and they went into the concert hall. They opened fire. Now, Russian officials are now saying as many as 40 people have been killed, more than 100 injured.
Ukraine denying any involvement. The Senate poised to vote on a spending measure tonight, passed by the House earlier, all to avert a government shutdown. That deadline is midnight. GOP Congressman Mike Gallagher announcing he'll step down in April. It will leave Republicans with a one-vote majority in the House. Donald Trump has 3 days left to post the nearly $500 million bond in the civil fraud judgment. Trump's social media company, though, now completing a merger deal with Digital World Acquisition. The company could begin trading publicly next week. ABC's Ike Ajachi says his earnings may not help with those bonds.
The deal includes a lockout provision that prevents Trump from selling or getting loans based on his shares, potentially limiting his ability to use the windfall as collateral for a bond in his $464 million civil fraud judgment.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapping up his Middle East trip, holding talks with Israel's prime minister, and says the U.S. won't support Israel's plans for military operations in Rafah. And in Texas, at least two people are dead after a school bus accident. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. It is 9:17 p.m. in London. It was about 3 hours ago. Princess Catherine, released a video in which she revealed she has cancer. Well, joining us live from London, ABC News correspondent Tom Rivers. Tom, thanks for coming on. The announcement came early Friday evening in England when people were presumably out living their lives, but I'm guessing that the announcement stopped people in their tracks there, huh?
Yeah, very much so, and especially under the backdrop of weeks and weeks of an information vacuum by Kensington Palace Press Office. And finally, at 6 o'clock, our time here in London, the video release was put out to the public, and people were pretty saddened, pretty shocked. But for the first time in weeks, we're not looking at doctored photographs. We're not looking at videos that may or may not be her. We're getting it from the real deal this time, and it's a real, you know, textbook example of how not to do PR, and maybe they've learned their lesson over there and will be more forthcoming and more honest. You know, one in two families over here have to deal with cancer in some way, shape, or form at some time in their lives. So people understand that. They can empathize with Kate, and the fact that now we're getting some real information from the palace, I think people will be very, very supportive of her.
Her explanation that she had to take time to process what was happening seems to track correctly. Meantime, you've had this tremendous amount of gossip, which you speak of, about what must really be going on with Kate. Vicious rumors. Is there a lot of regret tonight about that?
I don't think so. I think if there's any regret, it has to be at the press office at Kensington Palace. You know, I've been here for years and years and years. Once upon a time, there wasn't an internet. Once upon a time, there was not social media. And if you don't even update, you don't have to put out chapter and verse, but if at least, you know, you put out a little bit saying, well, you know, she's going to need more time, or you can hint at what might possibly be announced on a day like today, et cetera, et cetera. If you don't do that, you put your head in the sand, you have 200 conspiracy theories on the internet. I think they're learning their lesson over there right now at the palace with regard to 2024 press office work ethics and learning how to deal with this media world, which is very, very different than what we had 20 years ago.
Thanks a lot, Tom. ABC News correspondent Tom Rivers joining us live from London.